Welcome to the Not All Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 284. Hey, everybody. This is a special episode because I've got something really great to share with you, my Not Old Better Show audience. Now, listen to the music playing in the background. Yep, that, of course, is the Ellen DeGeneres Show theme music. And if you're a fan like me, you know it well. You also know that the Ellen DeGeneres Show is indisputably one of TV's favorite shows. Since it first launched in September 2003, the Ellen DeGeneres Show has shattered ratings records and helped her become one of the biggest names in Hollywood. In 2016, Ellen DeGeneres was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And in 2017, at age 59, Ellen DeGeneres broke the People's Choice Award record for the most wins when she took home her 20th award. Certainly for those of us in the Not Old Better Show audience, when we learn of another 59-year-old achieving like Ellen DeGeneres has, we're proud, thrilled, and in awe. With all those accolades, her huge fan base, and a big, beautiful smile, Ellen DeGeneres and the Ellen DeGeneres Show are still big hits. Personally, I just love the show, but sometimes I'm busy with work or something else, and I'm not rooted in front of my TV set. But now, you and I can take the Ellen Show with us. The new podcast from Ellen DeGeneres, Ellen on the Go, you get this great, never-before-experienced glimpse at how Ellen's excellent show comes together every day from the very minds that make it happen. Ellen's executive producers, Ed, Mary, we all know Andy, and Kevin, they take us backstage to hear how every bit and every joke comes together. You know, I love all the guests too. Great guests like Jennifer Hudson, Lady Gaga, the cast of Will and Grace, the cast of Modern Family, or Gladys from Texas.
Over the past 10 years, I've made a lot of phone calls, but there's one person who makes me smile every single time I talk to her. I'm gonna call my friend Gladys and see what she's up to. Haven't talked to her for a while. Hope she's home.
Hello, this is Gladys, and if you're selling something, I ain't interested.
Hey, Gladys?
Hello.
Gladys, it's Ellen DeGeneres. I'm not selling anything.
Honey! I love it. Thank you for calling me.
Well, you're welcome. Is this the first time you've been on TV before?
No, honey. I've been on TV before. I was on the... Listen, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I love Jesus, but I drink a little. And I don't drink a lot, just a little to thin the blood.
I love you so much, Gladys. I love talking to you, and keep in touch. And if I don't talk to you, happy holidays. And send me some of that cornbread stuffing, okay?
Honey, we will. And you always say it, I mean it. Keep on keeping on, and we love you, Ellen.
Love you too. All right. We'll be back right after this. Thanks, Gladys.
Oh, I love Gladys from Texas. She makes me so happy. And now I can hear from everyone, even if I can't watch Ellen's show during the day, with Ellen's new podcast, Ellen on the Go, and the happiness that only Ellen can give me. Subscribe to Ellen on the Go on Apple Podcasts today. You're about to preview a short clip that takes you behind the scenes. Enjoy. And while you're listening, go subscribe to Ellen on the Go on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. There's a link in the show notes today that will take you right there. It's really a great, hilarious insider show that you in the Not Old Better Show audience are going to love, because we love Ellen and her show is so wonderful. You got to check this out.
Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
Can we talk about Ken Jeong on the show this week?
Oh, my
sure.
God.
I mean, is that what you're calling him?
His name is Ken Jeong.
Listen, Ken Jeong. So, just leave me alone. I'm tired.
Well, okay. So...
Can we tell the story?
I think we can.
I think we have to.
I mean, Ken Jeong was on the show, and he's
hilarious.
He's in the Hangover
And he's been
movies.
On before, and I know Ken Jeong.
Times,
and Ken Jeong, I'll say it over and over again, I know him.
Right.
She knows
Very
him. Ken
funny.
Jeong. We all know Ken Jeong.
We all know Ken Jeong.
So then Ellen
in introducing Ken Jeong...
Says, please welcome...
Yep.
What?
Ken Jeong.
I'm not joking. She goes, please welcome. He's from the Hangover movies.
Yeah,
he's got a new...
Crazy Rich Asians.
He's in the new Goosebump movie.
Yep.
Please welcome Kim Jong.
And as he makes his way to the chair, I make contact with Ellen and I just mouth, Jong. And she looks at me and goes, yeah, I now. I know it's Jong.
And listen, you people...
I never laughed harder. I couldn't look at Ellen.
Both of you, y'all were crying laughing throughout half the interview. Listen, y'all don't know what it's like to have to talk every single day. Like, sometimes your mouth and your brain don't get together.
Yeah.
And y'all sit here with your little podcast talking, you know, we have a podcast. It's like... Yeah. It's different than being a talk show host.
It's very hard. This is hard work.
Yeah.
This is what we do here on the podcast is super hard work. For the first time in 16 years, you were laughing on set. I was laughing and I physically turned my back to you because I thought I wasn't helping laughing.
And it was unbelievable because she's not wrong. So we were laughing for half the interview she just kept conducting it.
What could I do? And I've made it through other things where you drop things or there's all kinds of things going on.
She's pointing at Mary.
Twice this week, Andy has entered the shot.
Oh my God.
He comes from the opposite.
How is this about me? Let's go back to Kim Jeong.
It's like he goes into
Ellen called someone Kim Jeong.
I don't even understand. When I see him walk through the shot, I don't understand where he's coming from.
We're talking about how she called Ken Jeong.
No, now we're talking about you. And we normally know where you go during the course of the show.
Where is this new place
when
you're going
a bored.
That you're coming through
now
the
Now you've
other...
like seemed to cross over to where Claudia is.
And I'm in the middle of like either introducing right in my eye line. It's like so distracting.
Through your light and your camera.
I think the listeners are going to like this, me getting fired on the podcast. Because that's what it feels like.
And
this is what it feels like is happening.
What's amazing is we're all shocked. And Liz Patrick, our director, who... couldn't be more mild-mannered, all of a sudden you hear her go, what was that? What happened?
We got to show those. Do we have them?
Oh, I'm sure we do.
That was just a preview of Ellen on the Go. Subscribe to Ellen on the Go on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.